This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The cause of the blaze in the church in a working-class neighborhood was not immediately known. An official investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Footage from the scene circulated online showed burned furniture, including wooden tables and chairs. Firefighters were seen putting out the blaze while others carried victims to ambulances. Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on the road to recovery 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. The announcement followed news the acclaimed writer was removed from a ventilator Saturday and able to talk and joke. His agent continued to caution that although Rushdie's condition is headed in the right direction, he said, Rushdie's recovery would be a long process. The 75-year-old suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye, the agent had previously said, and was likely to lose the injured eye. A 24-year-old suspect pleaded not guilty in the attack. Again, Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on the road to recovery 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. Find more at voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Global oil companies are posting huge profits, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Saudi energy company Aramco says its profits jumped 90% in the second quarter compared to the same time last year. That helped Aramco's half-year earnings to reach nearly $88 billion for the first half of the year. The increase is a boon for the kingdom and the crown prince's spending power as people around the world pay higher prices at the pump. Major oil companies had a strong quarter last quarter. ExxonMobil booked an unprecedented $17.85 billion in profit. Chevron made a record $11.62 billion, and Shell shattered its own profit record. Aramco says the profits were driven primarily by higher crude oil prices, volume sold, and higher refining margins. Saudi Arabia's vast oil reserves are among the cheapest to produce in the world. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A delegation of U.S. lawmakers arrived in Taiwan on Sunday for a 2-day trip during which they will meet President Tsai Ing-wen. The second high-level group to visit while there are military tensions between the self-ruled island and China. Beijing, which claims democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, has conducted military drills around the island after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei in early August. China has long claimed sovereignty over the island. Taiwan's government rejects China's claims and says the island's people should decide its future. The de facto U.S. embassy in Taipei said the delegation is being led by a senator who's being accompanied by four House lawmakers on what is described as part of a larger visit to the Indo-Pacific region. Mexico's president has begun exploring plans to sidestep Congress to hand formal control of the National Guard to the army. That could extend the military's control over policing in a country with high levels of violence. The idea is raising concern because President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador won approval for creating the force in 2019 by pledging in the Constitution it would be under nominal civilian control. Recapping our top story, a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The cause of the blaze not immediately known, but an initial investigation points to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.